Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey ho, hey ho, off to work we go.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Thursday, January 3rd. Welcome back to the show.
I can't believe it's Thursday. It doesn't feel like a Thursday.
I know. Well, I see there's a lot more listeners today than today, so I would imagine some people were probably coming home yesterday, right?
Yep.
There's not a lot going on yesterday either, so you guys didn't miss anything. But we did have a show. We're here always on time. And for those of you who are not up to date, the show continues from L.A., no interruption, I'm fucked, I'm staying here, and that's it. So for now, things don't change here, we're staying, and Danny graciously agreed to stay.
Yep.
I'm glad he didn't make any plans, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Then I'd have to start looking for someone else.
No plans lined up for 2019. Also, great
well, it's
start.
It's still too early, you
yeah.
know?
Whatever.
So you eat the croissant, and that cost you how much today?
I think for both, $8. Isn't that
no,
crazy?
No, you said $72.
Oh, right? No. Yeah, because I got a fucking ticket.
Yeah. Coffee and a croissant, fucking $75.
Yeah, basically. This is why I just need like somebody that yeah. I'm like, I got a ticket today. Can you pay it, please?
Right, but you know what? Listen. I never park my car without a coin in there, okay?
The only reason I did it...
To the fucking ATM and I put a nickel in there, you know, just so the guy won't have any fucking excuse.
I know. And honestly, I have so many quarters in my car. There's really no excuse, but I think I've just parked there so much without putting anything. I just right. didn't even think of it twice.
You didn't think of it, right? Yeah. Well, now you will, right?
Now I will.
So sometimes it takes a lesson to teach yeah. us.
Exactly. And it's so funny because when I parked, I was like, should I put a quarter in today? And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Really?
And then I came out and I'm like driving
that,
and
know?
I see like a little piece of paper on the yeah. window. I'm
doesn't
like,
doesn't take
fuck
him
her.
Any time at all to do.
No.
Now they have that handheld computer.
Right.
They print it in 2 seconds.
I have mad tickets out here.
Really?
That I haven't paid. I should probably get on a payment plan for those.
Oh, you have tickets you haven't paid?
Oh, so many.
Oh, fuck.
Probably like close to like $500 worth.
Yeah. So you're counting on the fact you have out of state plates? Is that why?
No. Because even if I go, like if I went home and I renewed my registry with my car, they can
right,
still
they
pull those tickets out.
That. But you know they can arrest you for that shit.
Yeah.
You
know? I didn't know that, but.
Do they send you notices?
No. I haven't gotten anything in the mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I do want to call again on a payment plan for them so at least I can start paying them off. Because the last thing I want to do is like go to get my new license or whenever I decide to actually get my license out here. And they're like, well, you owe like $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't get it. Why would you park somewhere where you could get a ticket?
Well, sometimes. Okay, so like where I live, there's like street cleaning on certain days.
Right.
But like when I first moved into my apartment, I didn't claim my parking spots. There's three. It's a 3-bedroom, but there's only 2 parking spots.
Okay.
So when it was the 3 girls, we were switching off. So whoever got home first got the parking spot. So there would be days I was parking on like Fountain or Sunset and I wouldn't notice the signs. And when I went back to my car, I'd be like $80 ticket or $93 ticket.
Yeah, the street cleaning tickets.
So, but now that I live with 2 guys and I've been there the longest, I'm like, this parking spot's mine.
Right.
One of you can figure it out. Don't care. Don't move in if you don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I don't understand that, you know, but, you know, all these parking tickets and shit, the street cleaning does nothing for anybody.
No.
Doesn't clean
it
anything.
It doesn't clean the streets.
No, it
you
doesn't.
You literally are just looking for reasons to give people tickets.
Yeah,
that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
How the city can make money off
that's
people
exactly.
that can't afford it.
Yeah, and I have a street where it's like that and people get tickets all the time.
It's ridiculous. Like, I literally go out and I'm like, I've never once seen anything come down the street. And it's like, what, a little truck with like sweeps
with
at the bottom?
Yeah, with those brushes, you know, and all it does is fucking spreads around the dirt.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything.
Like, what are you doing? Except making my life a living
that's
hell.
That's true. It's to give tickets.
Yeah.
I
so
think,
yesterday
right.
I went home. Mm-hmm. And my body hurts so bad. And I was like, what's going on? Like, it was to the point where I was like, I can't even do anything today.
Wow.
Because my body is in so much pain. So I went to bed early and I woke up. And if you can't hear me.
You have a cold.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of people do.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, is it because I worked half naked on New Year's Eve and it was like indoor, outdoor? Is it because like I have the, I just got the thermostat fixed in my apartment, so I have the heat on at night?
Right.
But then I shut off.
But a cold is germs, you know? I mean, yeah. it's not like, you know, it's a mistake when people think if I'm cold, then I get a cold.
That's not
the way it is. You know? You can be fucking naked in the fucking ocean and you won't get one. So it's from germs.
So that's making me think I must have gotten sick on New Year's Eve, because think of all the cups. I was like moving and handling and whose mouths were on it.
And all the people around you and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy to get. It's just like being on a plane, you know. Every time I fly on a plane, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Because everybody's there, you know.
Same
air. Everybody breathe the same air.
Yep.
Same germs.
Like last time I went from LA to Boston, I got home. And like for the first week I was home, I was like on antibiotics in bed because I just got like deathly sick as soon as I landed.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
I know. Well, what can you do? You know, I mean, the thing is that we have to deal with a lot of shit every day.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. You know, you get sick, you get tickets, you get this, you get that. You know, what can you do? You got to move on.
Yeah.
You know, people have a lot more serious problems, let me tell you. You know, mm-hmm. those are the small problems.
Yeah.
You know, like you, for example, you have a big problem of work.
Yes.
With work.
Yes, I do. But it's funny, it's because I like everyone. Oh, we're getting our checks on Friday, by the way, from working New Year's Eve. So they did it pretty quickly.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was going to be like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Do you know how much you earn? You don't have to say it, but.
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's $817, and then you get an additional check like in a week or two for $75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you could work that every day? How much money you'd have?
I'd be like, straight.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is great. No, not even every day. If you worked 4 nights a week.
Right.
4 times 8, that's...
$3,200.
$3,200 a week.
A week.
So right. 32 times 4.
Yeah.
It's like 12 grand a month.
Money during the week, though, so that's why they can't pay you that.
No, clubs do.
Right. Clubs do?
Yeah, like, think about it. Avenues open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 5 days they're open.
Right, but do you think they make $800 on those
nights? I think bottle service girls probably make no less than $500 a night.
Ah.
You know, I mean, definitely on the weekends, yeah. I think they make more. Or sometimes I think during the week, I've gone out on weekends out here, and I'm like, yo, I'd rather go out on a Tuesday.
Right.
You know, so it all depends. But I don't think they'd make $800 every night. But if you make it 2 out of the 5 and the rest are $500, you're still making like $25,000 to $3,000.
So how the fuck did they make so much money just being a bottle girl?
Well, and I think a lot of the girls lied about their tips.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them had cash tips. Like there's some girl who had a $10,000 table and she said they tipped $150. I'm like, no, they didn't. Mm. My table tipped $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. And it went in the pool.
Jeez.
I was like, fuck.
That's some really good money. I'd become a fucking bottle girl if I could.
I know. Now I just want to find an actual, because that was just a one-day gig.
Right,
so I'm like,
exactly.
Where can I do this like on a regular basis?
Yeah,
like every weekend, you know?
Yeah. Have you applied at places for that?
I have. Like I've applied at Tao Group, but like honestly, their look is more like Asian-y, tall, white, blonde. I don't fit the description there.
Asian-y, blonde? Is that what you said?
No, like Asians.
Oh.
Or like blondes that are super skinny.
Okay.
Yeah, like anytime I worked there, I've never seen anybody curve. Like anytime I've gone, I've never seen anyone curvy work there.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I know, because I feel like men do enjoy that. Like I got hit on a lot on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like even girls were coming up to me like, you have the best ass in here. I was like, I know, thank you.
What does best ass mean? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I definitely don't have the best ass in LA, but it definitely was, my ass was out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you can't ignore it, right?
No, like it's there. Yeah, and I'm fully tatted. So it's like, not only is my ass out, but it's like tatted too.
Right.
So
are you known for your ass? Is that what it is?
Like on Instagram?
Yeah.
No. I would say I'm known for like my videos and how I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like I uploaded a video yesterday sucking a popsicle. And I can't get over how many people.
Bored.
Yeah. I can't get over how many females were so upset about it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, you guys really need to take a chill pill.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
Get a fucking life.
Like, upset, Sam. Like, degrading, awful comments. And I'm just like, I'm not even responding.
But why? Because you're sucking on something?
Yeah, and I go, I was like, because I uploaded the video about how I sucked the guy's dick and then he didn't remember me. So people are like, oh, you're... dick sucking skills must be trash. So I uploaded the popsicle video to piss everybody off. I'm like, for everyone saying that my dick sucking skills are trash, here's me sucking my popsicle, probably gonna suck your man's too. Like, I just put like a little like jab in there, obviously joking. That's not even how I suck dick. You can't suck dick how you suck a popsicle. It's just it's just not the same thing.
I wouldn't know, but okay.
So every girl just came to my page highly upset.
Whoa.
I'm like, what's up? Who cares?
Exactly. Yet you probably answered everybody.
No.
No?
No, 2019, I'm answering no negative comments.
Really?
Yep, just blocking you. You're not going to come to my page and talk shit.
Right.
Only positivity this year.
Yeah.
I told you, I did one roast, and I'm going to try not to do a roast for the rest of the year.
Wow. Tell me something. If you upload a video to YouTube, how many views do you think you can get?
I uploaded one not last night, the night before, and it's already at 15,000. So I'm assuming by the end of the week, it'll probably be at like 30.
Right.
But I've
that's a lot, but it's not enough to make money.
No,
huh?
No. You need to make like 100,000 to 500,000 to a million to make money.
Right.
Which I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But I've had a video that got 122 views before, 122,000. Still didn't make money off of that. Like, yeah. Shockingly, you really need to be making like a million views plus, 800,000 plus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Like, Carly Bible, she's like this makeup guru. She started like way back in the day, like when YouTube first started. Like, she used to film videos in her closet with like no lighting. She had no plastic surgery. But because she was so... like on it, like every week I'm filming in my closet. She now has like 5 million subscribers. She's making like $100,000 a month.
Wow.
From YouTube. Yeah. So that doesn't even count what brands are paying her,
right,
to fucking post their shit.
That's
on
just
YouTube.
From YouTube.
That's
right?
Just from YouTube. So she's making close to probably like quarter to a mil a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
My sister makes a decent amount of money on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. That's how.
And she gets millions?
Oh, God, no.
So how is she?
She gets paid.
But you just said you need millions.
She's not getting paid off the video. She's getting paid from brands paying her to post.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, like, Gabby's not making money off her views. Like, people are always like, oh, we're going to make so much money off our views. I'm like, no, you're not. It's like literally 0.05. Like, it's like a nickel every, like, 500 views.
Right.
It's trash.
It is. It's like $1.50 per thousand or something.
I remember I made like $150 like 2 months ago. And it's because I uploaded like 6 videos in a row. Like, I was really on top of it. But imagine that's 6 videos in a row and that only made me like $150.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
No. It's nothing.
Mm-mm.
But it's amazing you can get to those numbers. You know, many people can't,
mm-hmm.
including myself. What the fuck, man?
It's so hard.
Yeah, no.
Even
you got to have a following.
Yeah, Gabby has almost 80,000 subscribers on YouTube. Have 42. I have almost 43,000. But I'm not. I don't do it as much. But
you're
if
not
I
as
did,
active on there.
But if I did, I'd probably make money. I'm just. I don't know. I need to get.
Try
it
to do it.
Yeah.
Try to do it, and do some video where. I know, like, the makeup videos are unbelievable, right? How many views they get.
Yeah, like, even if you're shitty, people watch.
Right.
Like, even if you're not good at makeup, people, like, literally, like, even on New Year's Eve, because my makeup artist bailed, uh-huh. I was like, fuck, now I gotta do my own face. And I know how to do makeup, but I always, like, type in, like, New Year's Eve makeup tutorial. And I watched, like, 7 different girls. Most of them were horrible at makeup, but I watched it from beginning to end.
Yeah, right.
I just put money in their pocket.
And then it becomes viral, you know? It mm-hmm. goes, everybody shares it.
Yeah, like, people always comment on, like, if I post an Instagram video, I'm like, what do you guys want to see on my channel? Everyone's always like, makeup videos. And I'm like, I'm not like a makeup artist, you know? But maybe if I start doing that.
Just do it. Instead of doing it, when you do it anyway, put a camera there, do Facebook Live or something, or YouTube Live, and see it grow.
What yeah, hell, probably get me know? More followers, but the girls that are doing it have a whole table set up.
Yeah.
I don't have that right now.
That's okay. Do whatever you can, you know? I mean, but when you put on makeup, you look good and stuff.
Right.
People would follow you and watch.
Right.
Why not? Try it. Look, try anything.
Right, at this point. Let's fucking do it all.
Try anything, because that's what you're strong at. You're strong at social media.
Yeah.
Then that's where you should be.
Right.
But figure out how the fuck to make money. Maybe make 100 here, 100 there, 200
right.
there.
Right.
It'll pay you rent or something.
Right, right.
You know? So, yeah, the you know, get busy with that shit.
Yeah. That's literally all I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this radio show.
Right. And social media.
And social media. That's literally what I want my life to be.
Right.
And I've got I'm going to give myself like 3 to 4 more months of being broke. But I'm hoping in those 3 to 4 months, like I've got a few photographers that are down to shoot without being paid. Because I was like, once I start getting paid for my post, then obviously I can pay my team like what they deserve. Right. But I need you to thug it out with me while, because like I'm not getting paid, therefore I can't pay you.
Right, right. And it's not a big deal. Some people will do it for free, yeah. just for the fun of it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I found a couple photographers, like I'm supposed to shoot with someone this week, because I want to turn my page into like one of those flash, I can't speak today, Sam. What's I've fucked up like 7 words. Have you noticed that?
That's all right.
I'm like,
we're not paying attention.
Yeah. Though. I want to turn my page into like a fashion bloggers page.
Yeah.
So it's just like brands are like, yo, how much a month to post 4 outfits? And I can be like $5,000.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's
and then
it.
When it's too high, I'll be like, all right, $2,500.
Right.
$2,500 plus free clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And find a few of these.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. Wow.
Because if you have like 4 or 5 brands paying you that amount a month, I'd be good.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you're on top of it and your photos are like sexy and getting a lot of likes, they'll pay you every single month.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I guess they get results from it. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend the money, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah? Like, if I were to ever start a clothing brand, I would have to, like, I would put at least maybe, like, $100,000 aside for bloggers.
Right.
Because it does work. Like, half the people I follow, it's only because I want to know what you're wearing.
Right.
There's some girls I don't find attractive at all, but they style themselves so well. I look forward to, like, what they're wearing.
Okay, so you understand the market. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
So you give them what they want and they'll follow you.
Exactly.
No problem, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably want nudity, but the next best thing.
No, because my followers is, let me see.
Yeah, you told me it's women, right?
I think.
Mostly women.
I don't know how to get more men because men just want you to be naked. I'm like, I don't want to be naked.
Right. How about like just, well, you already put like posed, like sexy pictures and stuff, so I don't know why men would not follow.
This week alone, I've had 2,218,014 impressions.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta make some money off of that.
I've had...
Figure out how. I don't know, but you ask.
Profile visits, 61,213. And when it says profile visits, that means people are coming to my page that don't follow me.
Right.
So 61,000 people who don't follow me clicked on my page.
Wow.
Fuck you guys,
that's
follow
what I'm
me.
Saying. Listen, would you fucking find somebody who knows how to make money off of this shit?
Oh, man. I dropped 700 followers, though.
Dropped 700 followers.
I dropped 700 followers. That's a lot.
Well, but out of, you know, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, 77% woman, 23. Look how small the men percentage is.
Wow.
I don't know how to get men followers.
Yeah, but if you get men, you'll lose the women.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you do like really sexy pictures, the girls might be jealous. They'll say, fuck this.
Yeah.
And the guys will come.
Like the popsicle video.
Right.
They were like, fuck you, I'm unfollowing. This is not what I came here for. I'm like, get over yourself. I blocked you before
so
you
So that should
me.
Bring guys in. What happened?
No, still. I don't post enough racy stuff for men to stay on my page.
But it doesn't have to be racy. I mean, the thing is, if you're doing something like that, that would be shared, I think.
Right. Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
On Instagram, you can't share. So what do you do if you like something?
What do you mean you can't share?
Can you share posts?
Yeah.
Some other people's posts?
Yeah. So like if I go... That. Okay, so if you go... Let me just find...
Like a retweet kind of thing?
Yeah, so let's just go to my page. Like, this is my friend, right?
Right.
If I hit this triangle button, you can send it to anyone on your page. You can even add it to your story.
Send it, but you can't... Oh, I see. Okay.
You can even add it to your story. So if you see someone's post and you're like, if someone posts a funny video.
Right.
And you're like, this is so funny. You can post it to your story. You can send it to DM to whoever you want.
Right. But if you want to share it for everybody, you can't. It's not like
on your story. You can post it on your story.
Right. But not on the
not on your timeline, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I meant.
Yeah.
Because...
That'd be too much.
Yeah.
Like if people started retweeting other people's posts, I'd be like, fuck this.
Right. Yeah. I guess, but they find you through the hashtags and stuff,
yeah,
right?
I just started doing that on my page. I'm like, hashtag trendy, hashtag outfit inspo, hashtag views.
See,
Hollywood.
That brings in the people because those are like tag words in the search engine. Yeah.
And a lot of brands can find you that way too. If you tag like your outfit pics correctly, a lot of brands will click on your page.
Right, to see what's going on.
And if they like you, they'll like
That's
email
true.
You.
So you get their attention that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
There's all kinds of ways, you see. You should also write maybe a blog and being on social media or like a video blog about, you know, how to behave on social media.
I thought
what
about
what to expect, how to get big numbers, because you're a pro at that.
Not really.
Make yourself.
I know. Yeah, that's the
goal. Fake it till you make it.
I want to get to 500,000 this year. So that's about 200,000 that I need.
And how are you going to do that?
I don't know.
All right, so it's a wish. It's not a plan.
Yeah.
You got to have a plan.
But you got to speak your wishes into existence, and then it becomes a plan.
No.
Yes, manifestation.
Okay, I call bullshit.
Hey, people are saying it works, so I'm believing it. I'm like, it worked for you? It's going to work for me, buddy.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, 2019's off to an interesting start. I lost the cash tip at the club the night I worked. Remember I told you?
You lost the cash?
Oh, yes. My homeboy whose table I was waiting gave me cash tip. And I put it in my underwear because we're not allowed to have bags on us. And I went to the bathroom and forgot I was in my underwear. And
then
So that happened.
Whoa,
and
what
now
a story that is. I fucking lost it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I wouldn't pick it back up even if it fell in the toilet because the toilets by like 2 o'clock in the morning in the club are, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I got a ticket. So we're off to like a really good start, Sam.
Well, don't look at it that way. Okay. Don't look at it that way. Please look at the glass half full, you know? It's like you got to have, just like you said, you have to have the attitude. You just said it, right?
Yeah.
You have to wish it.
Yeah.
Okay, so wish it, but you have to have a plan, really.
Right.
I mean, they say like a wish is not a plan.
No, it's not.
You know?
It's not at all. It's really not.
You know, without knowing how you're going to get there.
Right.
And all I'm saying is you've absolutely got to meet the right people. And I'm not saying by chance. You got to seek them out.
Yeah,
you know?
Like networking events and stuff. Honestly, at the end of the day, as much as I really wouldn't want to spend money on it, I need a publicist. Because the publicist is the one that puts you at, hey, Friday at 7 p.m., Leonardo DiCaprio is having an event. You need to be there.
Oh.
But you pay them for that. And it's like, right. I don't want to pay you monthly for like two events. That's the only.
So it's not just percentage?
I thought,
actually paying.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how it works. I know that agents and managers are percentages, but I don't know how publicists work. Like, does a publicist...
No, I think they probably get like...
Up front.
Yeah.
Because like, how do they get a percent?
Exactly.
For putting me at an event? Right. Yeah, like what am I actually
That's
paying
what I'm
for?
Saying. So find someone who will actually find you work. Maybe an agent is better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to get into...
Look, publicist is like... Look, PR is good.
Right.
Okay. But it often doesn't get you immediate financial results.
Right.
You know?
Right. And the thing is, publicists, their job is to basically get you seen. They don't have any other job. Like, they're not out here getting you auditions for shit.
Right.
An agent, that's what an agent does.
Right.
So it's like you have to pay all these people. Like, I don't mind an agent and a manager and giving them a percent because if you got me a gig, you deserve that percent.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem. Publicists,
better than 100% of nothing, right?
Yeah, but a publicist gets 100% of nothing.
Who?
A publicist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you literally have to pay them up front to possibly go to, like, one or two events a month.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, no, that's for rich people.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not rich right now.
And big companies, you know?
Yeah, like, that's not me.
Yeah. If they can get you on the Tonight Show or something, okay, I get it, you know?
Yep.
But just to be, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say, but... It's but you definitely need to connect with the right people.
Yep.
All I'm saying is Google all that stuff, find somebody, call them, tell them, look, I've got this many followers here, this many followers here. What can you do for me?
Right. Right.
You know?
My friend
can
just
you
said,
help me monetize this and
do this
and
do
get
that.
A percentage.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
You just gotta, it's just difficult because you really got to trust the people that are in your circle because they'd be the ones that be fucking you.
Well, you know, you don't know that because, well, yeah, you got to get someone reputable.
Yeah, and you got to have, like, contracts and got to read it. Like, today I got in trouble. I got a text message because I went on live, went on Instagram live like 2, maybe 3 nights ago. And I was talking about the show I did for MTV.
Right.
And it was supposed to come out in October and it didn't.
Uh-huh.
And I was like talking about like, you know, the show and how I'm like, I hope it doesn't air. And I got a text that was like, hey, like you signed a confidentiality agreement. Mind you, I've done 11 shows. None of these networks care about confidentiality. Like they just don't care.
Right.
Basically they're just upset that you're talking negativity. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, listen, whether it's negative or positive, people are still tuning in. They're going to watch it anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But like you have
That's true, but they also will look for intention to hurt them and things like that, you know. Just stay away from them.
Yeah, I just told her, I was like, I won't talk about the show anymore. It's not the top, it's not like in the top of my head.
Exactly. You just
of like things I want to talk about, so.
I know. Wow. My skin is breaking on my fingers. I can't believe
Dry?
It. It's like cracking, yeah.
Yeah, do you and get manicures?
No, this is like, look where, on the edges of the...
They fix those at manicures.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you should,
okay.
You should be getting a manicure like once a month. And it's not like, it's not a bad
thing
for men.
I put lotion, every night I go to sleep, I put lotion, but apparently it's not enough. That's how dry it is out here.
Yeah. My hands are so dry too. I put so much lotion on this morning.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how dry, you know, your legs get dry, mm-hmm. you know, you start scratching, there's no end to that, mm-hmm. my God.
Mm-hmm.
When you start scratching, it doesn't stop.
Nope.
Even when you put lotion on after, right?
Yep.
It just burns.
And females get the strawberry legs. We call them strawberry legs because you know how strawberries have those little bumps on them?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it sucks.
What do those come from? From
removing... Skin.
Really?
Yeah. So
not removing hair?
No, it's like after you shave, but then your skin is super dry, you get the strawberry bumps.
Oh.
It's so annoying. It makes me not want to shave my legs.
Yeah. I know.
A lot of females are getting laser, but it hurts so bad.
Really?
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do it.
And waxing is too expensive, like,
waxing
to do all the
really
time.
Expensive. Yeah. And not only that, like, I wax my vagina and I'll do it. And then, like, in 2.5 weeks, my hair starts growing back. And it's just like, I just paid you almost $100 for this and it's already growing back.
Yeah.
And I started to laser my vagina, but then they told me to hold open my butt cheeks and burnt my butt.
Oh, my God.
So I've been a little scarred since then. Like, I did 2 sessions. I think you're supposed to go to a total of 8. And I just couldn't get through any more sessions because, like, that scarred me for life.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't sit properly for, like, 5 days.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stay away from all that work, from all these operations.
But I will say that laser does work because since I started lasering, there's, like, my lips and stuff still get hair, but, like, the top is, like, where they really went in, and I get, like, maybe 1 or 2 hairs. Mm. I get, like, no hair there anymore.
Right. Too much fucking information for one day.
No, females are wondering, is it worth it? Yes, lasering is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But it hurts. Anyone who's telling you it doesn't hurt is lying.
Yeah.
Feels like somebody's taking 1,000
That's
rubber
true.
Bands.
It's okay to talk about it. People do it all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's nothing gross about
it's
it.
It's just weird to a guy, you know?
Well, some guys laser. Yeah.
No, I know. But to hear about a woman, you know.
You know guys wax.
Waxing. I know. Some
That's
guys
weird.
Do, right? I don't know. I only saw that in, when you see porn and shit. You can see the guys do that. But so maybe it's just cause for the camera. I don't know. Have you seen like real guys do that?
I don't know. But my esthetician at European Wax Center said there's only like maybe 1 or 2 estheticians in like every location that'll do.
Men?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Fucking disgusting.
Cause, and I asked her, I go, so like, what do they do? She's like, they just have to like hold their penises.
Yeah.
And then they rip the wax off their balls.
Oh my God.
I'm like, that must kill.
Yeah. And who the fuck wants to do that? They're doing this for the fun of being naked in front of a chick. I'm telling you.
But I mean, I will say some guys really do need to like clean up their buttholes.
Yeah. But, well, let's not go there, okay? It's too gross now. Now it's too gross.
Oh, you're so immature.
But I'm just thinking of the guy lying there with his fucking legs open and the chick is like right there and you go, this is probably a sexual fantasy for them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it
Can
is.
Can you imagine you do that and they get a hard on?
Well, she said they usually don't because it's so painful.
Because it's painful, right? But some guys are into pain, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of people into some weird shit, man.
There are.
Like weird shit.
I know. I don't know where the fuck that comes from, you know? I mean, if you don't find... Well, look. I mean, people look for variety and shit.
Right.
But to me, for the most part, just plain vanilla sex, you know, doing not just one position, you know, but different positions and stuff. But no, like blindfolds, handcuffs, shit like that, you know. That
I would do handcuffs if I trust them, but if I didn't, I would think that you were going to kill me at some point.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. This dude's about to kill my ass.
Yeah.
Like American Psycho, Christian Bale type shit.
Right. And why would you put yourself in a situation where you're out of control with somebody, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like I finished watching Ocean's 8 last night, and she died, you know, to put the jewels in his clothes. And took a picture of it. But yeah, amazing movie, I thought.
Yeah,
you know,
I love Anne Hathaway. I think she's so pretty.
Yeah, and the heist movies, like I said, I like them when they're clever, you know. And this one was pretty good, I think, on the same level as
my favorite part,
the previous ones.
Is the fact that you didn't know Anne Hathaway was in on all of it.
I did. No, you could tell from the beginning.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Really?
Not till the very end when she like walked in and like, what is she doing here?
Right.
And then they recapped all of it. And she's like, you think I'm an idiot? I obviously knew you guys were going to rob me. I had no idea.
So I must have not even understood the fucking movie. Because I thought she was in on it.
No.
And they helped, and she helped them steal it. And
she did, but you didn't know that until the very end of the movie.
Right.
But you thought you knew that the whole time?
Yeah. Oh,
no. No.
What the fuck? It seemed like it. It seemed like she was part of it the whole time. No, huh?
No, not till like the end. When
yeah, that's true. So she went and threw up, and she didn't even know what was going on.
No.
Okay, so that's good because she didn't have to lie to the investigators.
No, she knew what was going on. She was a part of the whole thing, but you didn't know, as a viewer watching the movie, you didn't know that till like the end of the movie when they're at her at that little dungeon they were hanging out with.
Right,
And then they show up and they all take like whatever jewelry they're taking.
Right.
But you didn't know before that she was a part of it. Like you literally thought that she was puking and like having the worst time of her life.
No, it's like, so how did I know she was part of it the whole time?
I don't know, maybe you just had a gut feeling. I had
maybe
no idea.
Maybe I wasn't watching closely and I just assumed or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to think what was the first scene that Anne Hathaway was in the movie? I mean, she seemed like she knew them, right, from the beginning?
No.
She didn't know them from the
beginning? She interviewed with the fashion designer who was now broke.
Right.
And she was like, I'm going to design your dress. And she agreed to it. And then when they did the recap, Anne Hathaway didn't realize they were going to rob her till she was like, the Asian girl had the phone up and was like showing the clip.
Okay,
and she's like, I obviously knew you guys were going to rob me. So I want a percentage.
Yeah. I hope many of you have seen the movie. Otherwise, it means absolutely nothing to you.
No, I'm sure they have because it came out 2 years ago.
Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
Really? That long ago?
Yes.
So I'm really behind.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we can talk about it because everyone's seen it.
I don't think it was that long ago, I'm telling you.
It was like 2017 probably.
No.
Yes.
No way.
It was a long ass time because I saw it late. I saw it like way late.
Yeah.
Are you Googling
2018,
it?
2018, you see?
Oh, really?
I hate you, man. I'm telling you. I know what's going on. It was only on a few months ago. Because I got the DVD and it was one of the new ones, the new releases. June 5th. 2018.
Okay.
That's 6 months ago.
Yeah, that was not that long
okay,
ago.
Okay, so you're a little off.
Because I thought I saw it super late because I watched it. I watched it a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, for you, it's late.
Yeah, and I'm like, I saw this so... But I feel like that about every movie because I don't go to the movies out here.
Yeah.
I want to go see Bumblebee so bad.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've seen every Transformers.
You've seen every Transformer?
Yeah, so now I want to see how Bumblebee's life started because he's my favorite character.
I don't know how you can watch that stuff.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Oh God.
And he's so cute. He's like a cute fake car that I wish I had. Like, imagine if your car talked to you, life would be great.
Right.
I'd be like, what are we doing today? My only friend would be my car.
Did you ever see the movie Knight Rider or the series, the TV series?
No.
That was before your time.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff. You
know
who he is?
Yeah, from Baywatch. Baywatch.
Right. Before that, he was Knight Rider, and he was this guy in a leather jacket and in a Trans Am, a Pontiac Trans Am, which was like, you know, it looked like the Corvette.
Yeah.
But it was all they did a lot of work to it, so it looked like
a
kind of a futuristic car.
Gotcha.
And it would talk to him. He would say, like, hey, you know, I need you here. He would talk to him through his watch, and the car would drive by itself and come to him.
And then so Transformers basically copied that?
No, I don't think so. But I guess that's a car that talks to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Batman has the same thing too, right? Mm-hmm. His car,
yeah,
he can get it and call it and it comes to him.
You finished that series, right?
No. Which one? Batman?
Yeah, the new one, though, with Christian Bale.
Like The Dark Knight, right?
Yeah, The Dark Knight
Rises.
No,
I haven't seen... I think I have, but not all of them.
Oh, my God. The last one was so good.
Yeah, maybe I'll
sad, though, but good.
They always start the stories from the beginning. I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah, they always start over.
Yeah.
They start over with everything.
I know.
That's why, like, I feel like this Joker is going to be, like, a whole new... Like, it's going to have nothing to do with anything that's already come out before.
Right, like a new franchise now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if it does good, they're obviously going to come out with a second one.
Yeah. But they had some great actresses in the movie, for sure, you know? I mean, my God, you had... Well, yeah, all of them pretty much know.
Which one?
Well, I'm thinking of all of them, like Cate Blanchett, for example. What's the other one? The
Are you talking about Dark Knight?
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Ocean's 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm still looking at it.
Yeah. No, that was an all-star cast. They did that on purpose, though.
Yeah.
And they were doing all female leads.
Ocean's 11 was like that, too.
Yeah, all the men are top-notch actors. Right. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
You see, that's the way they used to make movies, like in the 60s, 70s. They would have, like, war movies. You know, back then, World War II, like, fighting movies. Mm-hmm. They put all the fucking stars in there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you ever see The Patriot?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
With Mel
Gibson.
Gibson, yeah.
I love that movie so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it.
I just hate how every single one of his sons, like, dies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm like, damn, can he catch, like, one fucking break?
Fucking
like,
break, right?
I know he's a hero, but, like, goddamn.
Yeah, well, Patriot.
It's so weird how people used to fight like that back in the day.
Right?
Like, literally charge at each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you're literally running towards bullets.
Right.
That's
and that's when they had bullets. Remember when they used
knives.
To have swords and arrows and shit.
And those, like, cannons that, like, right. blow your fucking body into pieces.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, like, when you look in movies like the Mel Gibson, the other one, like Braveheart, for example.
I never saw that one.
But that's only with, like, fucking swords and shit. You know, they fucking, you know, cut your head off.
I heard everyone cries in that movie, but I just never saw it.
Yeah. I remember it. I saw it. Kind of recently, it was kind of sad, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's funny, you see him growing up already when he's a kid. He's got that long hair.
Yeah.
It looks funny.
I wonder what he's doing now with his life.
Yeah. Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
I don't know, enjoying it, I guess. He's probably making movies. Isn't he making more movies?
I have no clue. Type it in, Google it.
Yeah.
Because it's like he just had that like long, he was just like in the tabloids for everything negative for so long. And then he just kind of like disappeared after that.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
A Passion of the Christ sequel. That's what I thought. I thought I remember that.
I never saw that movie.
I know. Not interested.
Yeah, no. I'm not really interested in that either, to be honest.
Good. So did you see this Sailor's Homecoming Kiss, the gay one?
No.
Okay. You know how there was, I don't know if you know that famous picture, black and white one, when troops came back from World War II, and they show one in New York where the
kissing his girlfriend.
Kissing
his
girlfriend.
Yeah, everyone's seen that picture.
Right. So now they did a kiss like that with a white guy and a black guy. Just think about it. Not only is it interracial, but it's gay, and people are like up in arms about this. Not everybody, of course, but it's like
People literally get mad about everything,
right?
Like, just shut the fuck up. Is it really going to change your life that two men are kissing in front of in
right,
the Times
but
Square?
Many people have never seen that. You have to understand, you know, they get shocked. They've never seen two guys
kiss.
Come on,
it's 2019. Everyone has seen a guy kiss.
Where?
I don't know.
Where would you see it?
It's on Nickelodeon now.
Well, but if you don't watch that stuff, then you don't see it, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like Brokeback Mountain, I never saw the movie. So I wouldn't know.
The sex scenes were pretty aggressive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, I mean, I would never know how I would feel if I watched that.
Yeah, and then the wife catches them. Ugh.
Whoa.
I'd be pissed.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, and then one of them dies.
More than pissed.
Yeah, one of them gets beat up because he's gay.
Yeah, wow.
Basically dies in the movie because he's gay.
Really?
That was like the first film that came out about, like, gay.
With straight guys and gay characters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like with... Yeah, the first time that they show in mainstream movie gay sex acts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, many other stories, they only refer to it. Like, remember Philadelphia with Tom Hanks? Did you ever see that?
No.
It's about AIDS, you know, and stuff, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he gay in it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. How come they always correlate gay men with AIDS?
Well, because it seems to plague that section of society more than the whole, I think.
Right, right.
It's like, it's sort of like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But that's why.
It's really intense.
At least when it started in the gay community, I think. That's why it's associated with that.
Yeah, and then I think everyone is just like having sex with anything at this point. That is just like in I was having a conversation with my roommate last night because he's gay. Mm-hmm. And he's like, maybe he's bisexual. I'm like, to me, a man cannot be bisexual. I feel like if a man likes dick, he likes dick.
Right.
And we kind of got in a heated debate about it. But I'm like... No man is ever going to come up to me and say I'm bisexual. If you say you're bisexual, to me, you're gay.
Yeah.
It means you haven't fully committed to the fact that you're gay.
But look, that's not true because, okay, you should know, for example, because you're both black and white, right?
Right, right.
Do you think you're one or the other?
No.
You know, you're both. So
no,
what's wrong with being a bisexual?
Different.
Why?
Sam, it's completely different.
If he likes women as much as men? Isn't that possible?
I don't think so.
Why?
I just don't think you would like dick as much as you like vagina. I just don't. I feel like people that are bisexual.
But I think it's a spectrum where, you know, it's not just black and white. Maybe people like, you know, maybe he's bisexual. He likes women more than men, but he would go to bed with a man, you know, although he prefers with women. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't really, and I don't ever want to be quoted on things because I can't personally talk about it because I'm not bisexual. So I don't know.
Right.
Like, I've never, ever wanted to be with a woman. I've never fantasized about being with a woman. I strictly love dick.
Right.
So I've never been in a position where I'm like, I could have either or.
Right.
You know?
Now, what would happen if you were, like, in prison and you couldn't have dick? What would you do? Would you not have sex at all?
If my prison sentence was for life, I'd probably hang myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was locked up in jail for the rest of my life, I'd probably end it.
Right. So how come many people don't?
End it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always wonder that. Like, people that are in there for, like, consecutive,
hope, I think,
like...
Right?
No. If you're in there for, like, consecutive, like, murder sentences...
Right.
And you have, like, 120...
Like, no chance of fucking...
Yeah, like, 120 years of serving in prison, I don't understand why you just don't off your shit.
Right.
But I feel like a lot of people in jail are entitled and are sociopathic and narcissistic that they're like, I'm gonna run this fucking prison ground for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
and then they'll fuck the little, like... You know,
yeah,
they'll fuck anyone they can in jail just to be like, yeah, he's my bitch.
Right. Shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than fucking jail, I'm telling you.
I've never been to jail, but I can only imagine how bad it is for
guys.
Yeah,
right? And we see it in the movies all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for guys, for women too, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see, like, Orange is the New Black and stuff.
I never watched that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Try the first couple episodes. I mean, you really like it. I think I watched like one season and that was it.
Right.
Then it started getting too repetitive for me. But the first couple, it's like a new idea, you know, so you like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one, but I heard it was good. I wouldn't survive. I was in a jail cell when I was 17 for 5 hours and that was like, and
enough
that wasn't even
you,
in prison. That was just a jail cell and like a county lockup because I got caught shoplifting.
Yeah, wow. Oh, shoplifting. Okay, so it just came to me. I thought it was a dream, but no, it actually happened last night.
What?
I went to Rite Aid.
Right.
Okay. As I'm coming out, I had my hands full of shit, right?
Right.
Suddenly, like, right behind me, two kids are running. Like, this is all split second.
They stole your bags?
It kind of pushes me and runs out with a whole basket of shit. Now, not a cart, but those baskets
that
you
like the little
carry.
Yeah. I
right?
know what you're talking about, yeah.
I don't know what he had in it, but they both ran like fucking hell.
Did they get caught?
Like,
well,
the devil was after them. They got away.
Yeah, because, well...
I went back in. I said, these kids just stole your shit.
Well, the thing is, in stores, when you work there, like when I used to work at Abercrombie, they used to tell us, if you have a suspicion in the store, you can say something. As soon as they step outside the store, you can't say
anything.
Shit.
Really?
You can't do shit.
Wow.
But my girlfriend in college, she stole from Target.
Uh-huh.
And they stopped her in the parking lot, which they legally can't do.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, if you give the stuff back, I guess it's just like basically.
Oh, they don't have jurisdiction outside the store.
Yeah. Like, it's like you can't follow someone out the store because, like, what if they didn't have anything? You could be sued for, like, discriminating.
Yeah, whatever. But what if it's like a citizen arrest? You know, I think that could happen.
I don't know. But
if you're a security guard or something.
Anytime I work retail, we're not allowed to follow them outside the store, right. Basically.
And what I'm thinking is, thinking back about it, the alarm didn't go off either.
Mm-mm.
They just ran out like crazy.
Well, think about it. Rite Aid on their stuff, it's like a CVS. They don't have those little ticket things on.
No, they do by the doors. They have those things, you know?
Yeah, but isn't that for like if, like say you have a piece of clothing and it's got the tag on, they got to remove the tag. Right. I don't think bath products and shit have that. So what
There's
if
there's a
just...
lot of stuff that has it.
Really?
You think it's mostly clothing stores?
I think so.
Stuff?
Yeah, like in Target, if someone steals that, those things are definitely going off because it probably has the.
So only certain things, maybe the expensive ones.
Yeah, but if they're getting like body wash and stuff,
right? That's true, right?
How do you how are you gonna start your 2019 robbing Rite Aid?
Like, but those are kids, you see. They're fucking kids.
Like, come on. Get it together.
You kind of. But all I'm saying is this is fucking Sherman Oaks, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had people trying to fucking break in this fucking building and all this shit, you know? And I'm going, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
You know, all these homeless and shit. The guy that tried to break into the fucking store was here the next day in the parking lot. I recognized what he was wearing.
Oh, he's wearing the same shit.
Yeah. The hoodie and everything.
Well, like, what was he aiming for?
I don't know.
What if he tried to come in here and steal all your microphones?
Yeah, well, that's why we have another door here that locks.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they can't get in.
That's what we started doing.
Yeah, that's smart because people are out here lethal. Man. Yeah.
Telling you, you're not safe anywhere.
No. Nope.
Not safe anywhere.
Nope. Like, even in my apartment building, like, people are getting packages delivered and, like, sending emails like, yo, it was left in the lobby and it's still not there. Like, homeless people can just, if they're walking in after somebody else, they'll come in and just steal people's shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you going to do with that? You
well,
live
they
on
don't know. They hope there'll be something valuable there and they'll sell it.
Sell
something.
It where?
I don't know. They're fucking crazy. It's like this whole underground thing of people selling each other cheap stolen shit, you know?
Like, someone got a big box of wine, and it said wine. You know, these wine companies? And, and it was there for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you're lucky no one has stolen this shit. Like, it says wine on it. And it looks, obviously, it looks like a box full of, like, 32 bottles of wine. Like, come on. Don't do it to yourself.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We always enjoy being here. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
It seems like the show went by so fast today.
It did.
You know?
That makes me think today's going to go by way too fast.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I hope to catch a little nap today. But at any rate, folks, thank you all for joining us. We love having you. And we'll see you tomorrow, Friday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.